Let's go downstairs here at Petco Park and hear some post-game reaction from Mike Schilt.
Let's pull up a seat in the manager's office and hear from Padres manager Mike Schilt, presented by Sinley Food. Spice up your culinary life.
Mike, as dominant as Dylan's been against right-handers all year, how surprising is it that it was Bohm that caused the damage? And overall, what do you think of Dylan's outing?
Well, you're not going to continue the trend of the dominance he's had against righties, but he is tough as heck, to your point. And then you got, I don't know, this guy Bohm, man. He's one of the best right-hand hitters in the game right now. This guy's seeing it and swinging it really well. So, you know, he got a slider that he put a swing on early on, and then, man, his stuff was tremendous till the fifth. And you're talking about infield single, walk, infield single, you know, and then a walk, and then our guy hits one to right field for, you know, basically the, you know, the big blow for that inning to get a three-run spot. So I thought Dylan was great. Just made him pitch, he made him pay for, and just one of those deals where we're in that rut where, you know, a couple infield singles, a couple walks, and can't overcome it.
As far as Suarez tonight, last night, obviously Nola was sharp in his way, a different repertoire tonight for Suarez, but seemed equally surgical in terms of what he was able to do and getting all different quadrants and staying on the corners.
You nailed it. I mean, surgical is the best way of saying it. You're talking about, we don't like it, but we also got to respect it, that you know, we've got to compete against it and figure out a way. That's what winners do. And but, you know, Nola last night, very surgical. This guy tonight, Suarez, was tremendous. I mean, he threw the ball very well. Up, down, in, out. You know, if you think about the disruption of hitters' timing and getting guys off balance, so in and out, disruption of balance, he was able to do that. And he's able to go back and forth with the disruption of timing. So when you got guys doing both of those things, going in, out, and then back and forth, you know, makes for you know, a tough sledding on our offensive side.
On the bright side, Adrian Morejon was outstanding again tonight. He's put together several really solid outings. Your thought on his progress?
Tremendous. Stuff's electric. Stuff's coming out really good. He's throwing it where he wants to. Again, navigating a tough lineup, but it's our job, and he did it really well. The huge three innings sets us up just like he did in Colorado to win the next day and to give ourselves a chance on that last day. Same thing tonight. Grabbed three innings, gave us a chance to come back and win it, and then gave us a chance to be in a better shape with our bullpen after, you know, a couple short outings back-to-back prior to tonight. So can't say enough about Adrian. He's really stepped up and pitched very well for us.
I know you did have some hard-hit balls that found some fielders, but what can you do when Ranger's kind of working like he is to, I guess, maybe change the approach to get some traffic on there, I guess?
Yeah, games like that. I mean, those are the kind of games we expect to play in October that we're going to need to figure out, you know, that are the next steps is when there's a stingy opponent. When you look, and stingy being, I mean, you look up and no walks. I mean, walk anybody, ahead of all counts. Guys throwing, you know, a lot of different pitches for quality strikes. And we just got to figure out a way on our side to play clean defense, which we did. But also, you know, limit the walks. And, you know, it's a challenge, clearly. And then to your point about the at-bats, yeah, I felt like our approach, I mean, Manny smoked a couple balls, and some balls were hit hard, and some balls had some pace to the infield. And, you know, it's interesting because just the way the game is, you know, like we had some balls with probably a little bit more pace that, you know, go to their infielders, or, you know, they make a nice play on to their credit because they're a good defensive club. And some balls that go up the end of the bat or swinging bunts that don't happen for us. So, but it's ultimately about continuing to make sure that discipline takes place during the at-bats to get a good pitch to hit. And when you get it, don't miss it. And frankly, he didn't give us too many to hit. And when he did, I thought we'd put barrels on it. And, you know, sometimes the balls are hit at people, and that's just the way the game's played. But that's the margin in a tight game.
The way Dylan's stuff plays, especially against righties, even if he misses his spot by a little bit, he tends to miss bats or barrels at least. Does it become surprising when a guy squares it up like Bohm did a couple times tonight?
Yeah. I mean, his stuff's really good, man. It got good stuff tonight. I mean, cruising into the fifth, I don't remember exactly what the pitch count is, but you're sitting there monitoring the game as you think about, you know, the bullpen and how you're going to use it and what that looks like, and you're going kind of like the other guy, Suarez. You're going, this is eight inning stuff. And like I said, you know, into the fifth. But yeah, it's not It is surprising when a guy, you know, is able to put a barrel on it. But, again, these guys are, you know, accomplished big leaguers too. So, but his stuff's filthy.
Morejon hadn't thrown that many pitches in a few years, and he also has a fairly extensive injury history. How do you balance that with the desire, like you said, to set up the rest of your bullpen in this long stretch of games?
Well, he's been set up. I mean, you know, that's always the balancing act, Dennis. That's part of the managing of bullpens is, you know, he got 3 days off. He threw 36 pitches. So there's usually an addition of 10-plus pitches after that that we feel comfortable with. He was built up in spring training to be able to do that. And so that was, you know, we had a number. If you saw the righty, which I'm sure you did, getting loose, you know, there was a point we were going to take him to. And it's also about the stress as much as the pitches. You know, if he was in a lot of stress to get those pitches, he wouldn't have been at the number he got to. But the fact of the matter, he's more efficient, which doesn't take as much toll on the body, and he's built up after 3 days rest of 36 pitches, and it was an ideal spot to get him to a number that we were all comfortable with, and his stuff still looked great at the end. So
that was Padres manager Mike Schilt after this game here at Petco Park as the Phillies win it here tonight by a final score of 5-1. Sam Levitt with you inside the loft here at the Western Metal Building as we wrap this one up. Good to have you with us on this Saturday night on what was a frustrating night for the Padres. And look, it talked about there the fact that the primary damage came against right-handed hitters for Dylan Cease here tonight. And just to reiterate what was discussed there, and it's something we mentioned pregame, Dylan Cease has been so, so dominant entering this start against righties. One hit allowed to right-handed batters in 59 plate appearances entering tonight. But unfortunately, tonight, Dylan Cease ran into a guy in Alec Bohm who is just scorching hot. And Bohm did the damage here tonight. The two-run home run in the first inning, two-run single in the fifth inning to make it a 5-0 game, a 4-RBI night for Alec Bohm. So a right-handed hitter in Bohm really did the bulk of the damage. And just to give you an idea, and we'll update you on these numbers tomorrow for Bohm, but his last 10 games entering tonight, he was batting over 500 with 8 doubles, 2 home runs, 12 RBIs, a 1430 OPS in his past 10 games entering tonight. And again, here tonight, he was 2-for-4 with a home run and 4 RBIs. So he continues to be terrific for the Phillies. And, you know, like I said in the opening segment for Dylan Cease here tonight, it was a frustrating outing in the sense of, look, he gave up 5 runs. That's more than I'm sure he would like to give up. But the damage came with two outs, both in the first inning, the home run to Bohm was a two-out hit, and then in the fifth inning, two outs, nobody on, and ultimately that inning sort of unravels on Cease, a single, a walk, an infield single, a walk to Bryce Harper with the bases loaded to bring in a run, then the two-run single from Alec Bohm, and all of a sudden, just like that, it's a 5-0 game. And on the other side, you heard you know, the praise there for Ranger Suarez, who was just dominant. I mean, there's no way around it here tonight. Suarez was just simply dominant. I mean, until the Rosario home run in the eighth inning, with two outs in that eighth inning, the Padres had not put a runner on second base against Ranger Suarez. They had two singles against him, aside from the home run. The only time a Padre touched second base in this game was on the home run from Rosario. So just telling you that, it gives you an idea of how dominant Ranger Suarez was. And my goodness, what a start to his season. Suarez now down to a 1.32 ERA to begin his season. So he continues to be terrific. And unfortunately, the Padres have now lost 3 games in a row, and they'll try to avoid a sweep tomorrow at the hands of the Phillies.